Welcome to Brand Jack. This is a podcast. I'm Jack Polinsky, and each week we're going to share an insight to help you elevate the value of your brand and take the vapor and turn it into value. I often talk about the significance of building a personal brand profile, and one of the insights, one of the epiphanies that comes out of that journey is that the difference between the what you do brand and the who you are brand is really non-existent. They are one and the same. People quite often get quite bent out of shape and concerned about the fact that the brand that defines them and how they behave at home is very different to the performance and the brand that they deliver in their work life or in their career. The reality of that is that truly, at the end of the day, when you really distill the true integrity point of what makes you unique and different from everybody else, it is the same thing in both worlds. So one example I'd like to share with you that sort of illustrates that concept is was inspired when I recently read book published around Steve Jobs' life. As that book was released, there was a lot of, momentum and flux in the world of Apple, the brand. And, you know, the story of Steve Jobs' life came to the front during that period. If you read that book, one of the key insights that you get is that Steve Jobs, as a personal brand, as an individual, was very much driven by some key brand foundations, personal brand foundations. I'll distill them for you very simply, but if you looked at his journey and his passion for the ideal and the idea of simplicity, he so passionately believed that in simplicity, there was beauty. So he spent a lot of time in his own life and in his own world seeking what he perceived as perfection in simplicity. So much so that he had a real difficult time even buying furniture for his house because he couldn't find things that he felt were simple and beautiful enough. So he was very passionately driven around the ideal of simplicity. If you listen to the stories that were told in the book around his commitment to craftsmanship, you'll understand that a lot of that came from the influence that his stepfather had on his life, where his stepfather taught him from a very early point that the crafting of something to a position of beauty and value relied upon the willingness of the crafter to not only craft the outside that people saw beautifully, but to put just as much care, dedication, and commitment into crafting what was on the inside. So much so that when Apple were building computers in the 1980s and 90s, they actually made the computers translucent and transparent so that we could actually see the mechanism inside, because it was just as beautifully crafted, organized, and built as the external interfaces were of that product. So craftsmanship was a very important driver for Steve Jobs personally. The other and third component of his personality was that he was a devout, passionate world changer. He wanted to do things that not only produced a product, but produced a product that would change the world. So he lived his life, his personal brand agenda, driven by many passions. But if we just try to distill those into three statements, perhaps they could be simplicity, craftsmanship, and world changing. If we then build a bridge to the brand and the product that Steve Jobs built and championed and led every day, we could very simply apply exactly the same three brand ethics to the Apple brand. And if we looked at what Apple does every day through its behavior, through its activity, through its product, and through its messaging, it is a champion of global inspiration through the delivery of simplified beauty. Simplicity is one of its key drivers. The notion of craftsmanship and how every edge, every material, every function is crafted to a position of resolved perfection and beauty. When you hold it in your hand, you can feel the craftsmanship. And is Apple not a world-changing brand? They not only change the way we listen to music, the way we communicate with devices and work on computers every day, but they did it in a way that has changed our communities, our society, and our culture. They are a truly world-changing brand. The bridge between Steve Jobs' personal brand and Apple as a product corporate brand is connected because the ethics are fundamentally the same. What you do and who you are is connected to what you do every day. All we have to do is dig deeply enough to find out what those foundational ethics are that drive and mobilize your brand. And when you understand the power of those as positive mobilization statements that can create a performance that sets you apart, you find something that is an incredible competitive advantage that separates you from others and allows your brand to succeed. Thank you for joining me. You can find me at www.jackpelinski.com. That's Jack, PERLINSKI.com. And you can find me on Facebook and YouTube under Jack Pelinski. I look forward to connecting with you soon. And remember, choose to succeed.